is she paying Serene? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
朋友们大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂。还记得我们上期节目提到过的 brunch 早午餐吗？在今天的节目里啊，咱们的大小姐 Blair 给男朋友 Nate 打了个电话来提醒他这件事儿。当时呢 Nate 和好友 Chuck 都在睡觉，咱们来听一听当时的情景。
I wonder if Nate remember brunch. It would be so wrong for me to show up without my boyfriend whom I love and who loves me
Hello.
Hi, sweetie. Did I wake you?
No, I'm up.
Well, get some strong coffee and jump in the shower, sleepyhead.
Chuck's dad's brunch for his foundation is today at the palace.
Oh, right. Of course. Nathaniel, keep it down. Some of us are trying to regain our strength.
Your dad's brunch is today.
Alarm set for 9.
It's 10. Ladies, double time.
好了 I wonder if Nate remembered brunch. It would be so wrong for me to show up without my boyfriend, whom I love and who loves me. 我担心 Nate 会忘记早午餐会。如果没有我爱的也爱着我的男朋友相伴，光我一个人出席可就太逊了。It would be so wrong for somebody to do something. 这个句型呢，我们学下来用到自己的口语中。表示某件事对某人来说是不可取的、不好的等等。比如说 It would be so wrong for you to give up this competition. 放弃这次比赛对你来说真不值得。 It would be so wrong for somebody to do something. 当然了，这里的 wrong 可以换为其他的形容词或名词。好了 It would be so wrong for me to show up without my boyfriend. 如果我不和男朋友一起出席可就太逊了。这个男朋友是个怎样的人呢？ Whom I love and who loves me. 我爱的也是爱我的人。这个说法我们也会经常用到。比如说写完一篇日志，我们说那篇日志写给我爱的也爱着我的人们。 I wrote it for people whom I love and who loves me. 我爱的也爱我的人，这个表达你学会了吗？ Whom I love and who loves me. 好， Nate 接电话了。 Blair 说 Did I wake you? 我把你吵醒了吗？Did I wake you? Wake, W-A-K-E, 动词叫醒，使醒来。Did I wake you? 我把你吵醒了吗？叫醒某人是 wake somebody up. 口语中呢，我们会经常说 wakey wakey, 醒醒，快醒醒。W-A-K-E-Y, wakey, wakey wakey, 醒醒，快醒醒。好，接着来。Well, get some strong coffee and jump in the shower, sleepyhead.Blair 提醒 Nate 喝些浓咖啡再冲个澡。 Strong coffee 浓咖啡，注意我们不要说成 thick coffee， 浓咖啡呢叫做 strong coffee， 同样的浓茶就叫做 strong tea， 浓茶 strong tea。 然后呢 Blair 还说了句 sleepyhead 小懒鬼。 sleepy S-L-E-E-P-Y 困乏的、欲睡的。 head H-E-A-D 头，连在一起呢是指懒鬼、贪睡者 sleepyhead。 Chuck's dad's brunch for his foundation is today at the palace. Chuck 的爸爸今天为基金会办的早午餐会就在皇宫酒店。好， Nate 回答了一句 Oh right of course. 哦、oh, 对当然。好了，看来打电话吵醒别人了。 Chuck 说 Nathaniel keep it downKeep it down, 小声点，不要吵。Keep it down, 小声点，不要吵。Keep it down. Some of us are trying to regain our strength. 这里还有人没恢复元气呢。Regain, R-E-G-A-I-N, 恢复，重新获得。Strength, S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H, regain strength, 恢复力气。Chuck 的意思是晚上累了，现在还需要多睡一会儿，所以叫 Nate 不要吵。说到这里呢，我还想到一个短语叫做 Get my second wind， 指的是恢复力气。 Wind W-I-N-D 风，呼吸。而 Get my second wind 指的是恢复力气，和 Regain my strength 一样的。 Alright， 然后 Nate 说 Your dad's brunch is today， 还告诉 Chuck 你跟你爸爸约好今天开早午餐会。 Alarm set for 9, 定好了九点的闹钟。设闹钟呢叫做 set the alarm clock, set the alarm clock, 设闹钟。然后 Nate 说 It's 10, 现在已经十点了。这时候 Chuck 才引起了注意，他说 Ladies double time, time, T-I-M-E, double, D-O-U-B-L-E, double time 指的是快步行进， Ladies double time, 小妞们快点。好了，今天的学习就到这里，咱们来稍微梳理一下今天学过的内容。 It would be so wrong for somebody to do something, 这个句型表示某件事对于某人来说是不可取的，不好的等等。一个短语 Whom I love and who loves me, 我爱的也爱着我的人。早上把某人叫醒 Wake somebody up, 那时候我们说醒醒快醒醒 Wakey wakey, 如果人家还不起床的话呢，那可就是懒鬼了 Sleepyhead, 请他喝杯浓咖啡 Strong coffee, 然后洗个淋浴 Take a shower, 如果吵醒了人家，人家会说 Keep it down, 小声点不要吵。Regain the strength, 或者说 get somebody's second wind, 恢复力气，恢复精神。设闹钟 set the alarm clock, 时间不早了，我们需要 double time, 快步行进。 OK, 看来咱们还是学到了不少的东西。如果你喜欢我们的节目，欢迎时常来做客，这里是绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是 Kenneth, 咱们下一期节目不见不散。 XOXO, 再见。
I wonder if Nate remembered brunch. It would be so wrong for me to show up without my boyfriend, whom I love, and who loves me.
Hello?
Hi, sweetie. Did I wake you?
No, I'm up.
Well, get some strong coffee and jump in the shower, sleepyhead.
Chuck says brunch for his foundation is today at the palace.
Oh, right, of course. Nathaniel, keep it down. Some of us are trying to regain our strength.
Dad's brunch is today.
Alarm set for 9.
It's 10. Ladies, double time.